2.5 laps left. Number 3 of Club Massive Concept back to the front of the field. Jackson leading the way. Had the lead for him. Then Jackson gets it back. Now White pass. He gets past Tony Anthony. 2 laps left. And White, who's half a second faster than the rest of the field, is now 2 away from taking his of the day. 3 action in Clubman. In the ACT, brought to you by Able Karting. Now, side of Delamont. Delamont will be careful here. The crossover move, and Croak will out the most. White follows Delamont back through the hole on the crossover. One great move there from White, who now knocks down under the white last lap board. Warren White has moved to the front of White, who started from the back, has come through now, looks set to take and win after a DNF in heat, a win in heat one. Jackson Delamont is not letting up though. White protects the inside line, brings it through the pit. White takes the victory from Delamont. Croak third. Fourth place goes to Mitchell Gattenby in the 77 cart. Then it's back to Tenney, who slipped back quite badly. Clinton Mazzagazzo in the 64 is 6th. 7th is 8th is Brent Logan. 9th will be Simpson. And Clifton Young, non-finisher in 3rd heat. Ian Crawford's heavies. And Ryan Galvin. It was Ryan in 2nd position. And it looked like Clifton finished in the light. So cadets out onto the, we're trying to beat the light here to get all of round 3 in here, the ACT title and 12.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
BioZoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays of Glow on 0418 964 378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, eco truck wash, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers, leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom,
Sergeant
of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
47.
Thomas Sargent leads the way here in heat number 3 of the cadets. Sargent, who has dominated racing, so Betts is already out to a huge advantage at the front of the field. He leads from Cameron Ward, Josh Haynes, Jaden Boulding. Lily Bowditch will be happy to see she's made it through the first. So there's a report of a loose back wheel on the 10 cart of Haynes. So Haynes pulling off the circuit, yep, he's worked out that wheel is coming off and has pulled out. So that will cost Haynes, because he had a sixth and a fifth in the first 2 heats today, as the leaders work their way back up the back straight. A spinner down the bottom of the circuit, that's the 74 cart, that's Josh Sargent in the second of the Tegra carts. So Thomas Sargent leading by 2 seconds already here. He's running at a second faster than Cameron Ward in second position, who runs in the 55 cart. comes across the line now. Jaden Boulding with some work to do. He's still 3 seconds. He's six of a second behind Cameron Ward. 3.7 seconds behind the leader. Ward has had a third and a second place today. Oh, more trouble on the circuit. The seven card of Taylor Harness. And also the, is that the 28 card of Finley Allen. Both getting together in the S's that time. So, out of this race, the 10 card of Josh Haynes, who had a loose rear wheel, he pulled off on about lap two of this race. Leader is Thomas Sargent by almost 4 seconds. Cameron Ward sits back there in third position with Jaden Boulding. Is behind him Rowan Fripp, Lily Bowditch, Kobe Elliott, Chloe Cozzi, Taylor Harness, Finley Allen, and Josh Sargent is the running order. So the race leader clicks off lap number six. Ward back there with Boulding behind him, now getting Fripp and Bowditch there, having a great battle. That's for fourth place. And Bowditch, frustrated by the DNF in heat number two, will be looking to try and get as many positions as she can to try and make up for that hiccup. So, Thomas Sargent coming up on the back of Josh Sargent here. The 74 card receiving the blue flag. As Sargent, oh, Sargent just spins him round. And, well, that's a bit of brotherly love for you right there. Thomas Sargent, well out in control of this. You'd have to wonder if the stewards will do something about this. It was quite deliberate, or certainly intentional from the control. Sargent with two laps left. Ward, second and third. Then Fripp and Bowditch. Back to have Chloe Cozzi and Kobe Elliott. Then Taylor Harness and Finley. So, board is at the readiness. Race leader, tight. Leading the way, Sargent. Across the line now, Ward and Boulding very close together here for the start of this final lap. Boulding gets a good run through the S's now and could make a lunge up at the end of the back straight. No one's going to touch Sargent now, but Boulding, well, Ward and getting ahead of Boulding now. So, B, a third straight victory to the Tegra Kart. It is Thomas Sargent who takes the victory. Home in second is Cameron. Third place is the 16, Jaden Boulding. Fourth place, Rowan Fripp holds on in the end over Lily Bowditch in fifth place. Ozzy comes home in sixth. Kobe Elliott in seventh. Eighth place to Finley Allen. Ninth place will be Taylor. No, 8th place Taylor, 9th place 29, and the 74 in place. The Cadets book, Open Performance, is up on the grid.
Get your cart or specialist karting equipment. Take Stable Karting and Engineering, karting equipment supplier. Karting and Engineering can look after requirements including front and servicing, engine, all your spare parts. Call Stable Engineering on 6241-046. Stable Karting and Engineering, the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality wood to Yass in Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow, it's cut to the required sizes and ready. Contact Terry Scourge at 408-694-464. Yes, Firewood, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Horses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. All your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, 2 Shepherd Street in Hume, give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, for the Canberra Club.
Getting set for a... As open performance starting to form up now. So the two of Jake pulling over to the side of the track there and get past. So I don't know if there's a with a cart, but they're all taking a little bit of formation here, which will be frustrating. The plan is to get all heats completed today. So as they're in formation now, for Townsend and Andro. Hamilton has won two heats so far. Performance. Green light and Hamilton off the start. Cumber protects that inside line. 1 second. Lambie makes the move up the Dale Bridge. No, of Wells. Way around the top of the circuit. And it is Hamilton. Both Hamilton, also Mark Townsend, you'll see them reaching off the on the right hand side. That's a and they'll be shifting gears. They work their way through in the back straight, not letting Hamilton get away. Stewart sits in third, Bink in fourth, Jose Ruiz up into fifth. Construction Apex Real Estate Cart. Then it's back to Gordon Wells. And interestingly, Warren White, Dean Starling, all not taking part with Michael Suller and Dale Breed. So four carts. And in fact, Jake Lambie is withdrawn from this event as well. So that is attrition rate here in Open Performance Day. So leading the way as they work their way up over the rise once again. It is a good ball. Hamilton, this has probably been the leaded run so far in this weekend's racing, because had some pretty tough battles with Hamilton throughout the two heats. Hamilton, as I mentioned to you, is looking to try and get used to being in the shifter cart. His first meeting with it is his 25th birthday today. And he would think that three wins from three starts would be a fair sort of birthday present he'd be giving himself. And the Arrow cart, number 14, continues to lead here at the Canberra Kartway. ACT titles for season 2012. V8 Supercars very close to a start now. Their 32 lap race. As Stewart ride on the back of the 14 now, as Townsend has made a mistake. So Bink finds Townsend diving up the inside of him. Some good battles here throughout the racing so far as the leaders work back down the pit straight. Paul Hamilton, your race leader, from Michael Stewart, then Mark Townsend. Stewart really driving hard this time. Looking at the time, Stewart's best time, a 30.845, and the best Hamilton's had is a 30.9. So Stewart is really mixing it up with the gearbox carts. 30.7 for Mark Townsend. So, Stewart up in the fray for a race win here in open performance. And the one thing that Stewart doesn't have to worry about in that Roos construction cart, he doesn't have to worry about missing a gear shift, which is the problem that both Hamilton and Townsend are contending with. So as Hamilton leading the way with three laps left to run, Junior Max up next, and Townsend. Oh, someone's throwing a chain somewhere. Must be off the track. As the Paul Hamilton cart, number 14, works his way around the top turn. Stewart looking to go up the inside. There's two laps remaining. And Stewart pushing hard in the 51 cart. Now Stewart to the inside of Hamilton. Does Townsend get in there as well? Yes, he does. And Hamilton shuffled back to third place. Now, what can Hamilton do here? As they work up the back straight for the penultimate time, Michael Stewart is your new race leader. Open performance battle here. Great racing in this across the start-finish line. Stewart leads, Townsend in second, and Hamilton in third position. So as Stewart has the pressure being applied to him by Townsend, Townsend gets sideways and Hamilton's round the outside of him. So Hamilton back up to second, but is there any way he can close up the gap and find the win? No, there's not. The 51 of Michael Stewart takes the victory. Second, Paul Hamilton. Third, to Mark Townsend. Jose Ruiz in fourth position. Fifth place to Mitchell Bink. Sixth place going to Gordon Wells. Seventh place. Well, in fact, there was no one past seven because Jake Lambie had to withdraw from the event. Junior Max up next here at the Stable Karting ACT titles.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, a proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Junior Max. Alex Nicholson's on the pole in kart number 5. The 7 is Isaac Zvecarella. And then it's the 18 of Lachlan Gibbons. Brody Duncan Lund in the 27. Chris Cooper in the 94. Farley's in the 29 and Donnelly's in the 61 as we're away in racing, and Nicholson wins the jump off the start. Gibbons goes through into second position off the inside of the second row. Then it is Vacarella who sits into a third position now, with Duncan Lund, then Cooper, Farley and Donnelly. Well, Donnelly will be looking to make up some ground here after a great drive in heat number two. Saw him up into fourth place. He's got some work to do now. No, he's already up to fourth, so he made up that ground off the start. Duncan Lund's dropped a spot, and he's about to drop another spot to Cooper. So Duncan Lund in the 27 is the one that's labouring at the moment. Farley, the next cart, lining up, trying to take a spot. At the front of the field, you have Nicholson leading from Gibbons. Gibbons has got a break then before you get back to the 7 cart of Vaccarella. Vaccarella in third in that number 7 cart. Almost a tenth of a second slower than the two leaders. He works through the S's quite well that time. As the shadows getting longer and longer over the circuit. Race leader works his way around the top. Well, more so than that, it's driving up into the sun in different points, which will be a very interesting problem for the drivers here late in the race. Nicholson is leading from Gibbons. Vaccarella, then it's Donnelly, Cooper, Farley, and Duncan Lund has withdrawn. So for Brody Duncan Lund, who had a third and then a fifth, he now has a DNF along with that, which is, of course, disappointing for him today. As Gibbons up the inside of Nicholson, how did they not touch? That has meant that Vaccarella now has the opportunity to try and make the pass for second as they work their way around the top of the circuit. As they head down the pit straight. Oh, Nicholson's getting very, very out of shape. And this lets Gibbons through. Gibbons makes the pass and is your new race leader. So into Revolution Race Gear Turn number one that time. Gibbons makes the pass and Nicholson is running ripple strips and really just losing control, which is costing him a considerable amount of time on the racetrack. So can Nicholson come back? He was very quick in qualifying. He dropped back and finished fifth in heat number one after contact, which he brought about himself by running up over the ripple strips and getting out of shape. And now here he drops back to second again for the same reason that he finished in fifth in heat number one. So obviously his brains trust and crew need to have a chat to him about getting out of shape and how much time that actually costs him on the racetrack, because Gibbons is pulling away at the front. His gap out now to 0.18 of a second. Through the S's, and now Vaccarella has got an opportunity to really make a move on Nicholson. They're nose to tail. The front three battling it out here in Junior Max heat number three. Gibbons, Nicholson, Vaccarella, Donnelly, Cooper, Farley is your running order. In fact, Donnelly looks like he might be closing in on this battle at the front of the field. So Donnelly in the 61 could find himself in a very good position here in the next few laps, as Gibbons continues to lead from Nicholson, Vaccarella, then it's back to Donnelly, Cooper and Farley. As Gibbons out to a 0.3 second gap now. Donnelly looks like he's slowing himself, losing 0.2 of a second on that lap. So the 61 might not be able to challenge here late in the day. Can Nicholson build it back up? Fastest kart on the circuit is Nicholson, a 32.462. But he is not... In fact, it is Gibbons' best time. Nicholson's best time, a 32.271. And Vaccarella, 32.380. So, with one lap to go, Nicholson makes the pass, and Nicholson is back out in front. So, last lap board, and Nicholson in the five card finds his way. He was getting quicker and quicker again. Wasn't making those mistakes of jumping ripple strips and getting the cart sideways and flicking it around. And once he got driving straight again, that time came back to him. And he is out in front. Now, Vaccarella was the fastest man on the circuit on the penultimate lap. But he's not close enough to challenge here. And Nicholson takes his second win of the day. Second, Gibbons. Third, Vaccarella. Donnelly finishes in fourth for the second time. Then it's Cooper in fifth and Farley in sixth. Senior National is up next. This is the ACT titles, round five of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozone offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Sublow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products. Could look a lot of 4196478. Biozone. Proud sponsor of the Kart Racing Club.
Harry Cozzi gets away at the front of the feed. Lap number one here in senior number three. And Cozzi already up to a 0.6 of a second lead. Joseph's in second position with Leiter. Then it's Cranswick and Sarah Cozzi rounding out the field. So leaders head around the circuit is getting this race once again. Cozzi has won both heats. Tie. Oh, and off the circuit, the 81 card. Cranswick back. Sarah Cozzi. So, as Senior National complete their third lap of the race this time by, Cranswick now ahead of Schneider. So, Schneider, who finished in second in heat number two, is right back through the field. So, back Grenfell driver. It's Gary Cozzi from the Sydney Kart Racing Club. Joseph Tye from the Orange Kart Club. Schneider now behind Cranswick from Combined Districts and Cozzi also from Combined Districts as well. So They work their way around the back part of the circuit now, the leaders, as I think Schneider has pulled himself off the circuit. So that is the second DNF for Lachlan Schneider. Lachlan will really be a disadvantage here for the pre-final tomorrow. Cozzy will start from the front, and remarkable that he was qualifying junior national, in senior national heavyweights, and was the fastest man on the circuit, and has continued to be since they have joined the two classes together. 32.19, the fastest lap for Gary Cozzy. Next best, 38.9. So 38.61 for Gary Cozzy, his fastest lap. Branswick is the second fastest car out there. He's running in third at the moment. Does look like he might be closing in on the back of Joseph Tye. So the orange kart club driver will need to get a wriggle on here, because he potentially could have a new challenger for that second place if Edward Cranswick can keep this sort of pace going. The gap between second and third is 4 seconds last time by. We'll check it again as they come past the start-finish line now. And that gap is now 1.9. So with 6 seconds six laps left to run, Cranswick is well and truly closing in on Ty and find himself up into second. Now Cranswick has had a third and a fourth so far this weekend, so by far and away be his best finish if he could manage to get up to second place. No one's going to touch Gary Cozzy. He is just well and truly out in front of the field. He's got the perfect line for a national kart. He just runs the kart as wide as to run on the straights. He doesn't make the track any longer than it has to be. He controls through the turns beautifully, keeps it straight. The Yamaha J kart is one of the hardest to control, purely because it has the least power. And he is doing a great job here driving this kart now through the S's and up over the ride once again. The gap between second and third has started to open up again. And Ty has opened that gap up to a 2.13. So he's responded to the fast laps of Cranswick and is now going 0.2 of a second quicker than the best Cranswick has been able to do. So as Gary Cozzy continues just around, he's backed the pace off at the front of the field down to a 38.2. Ty is continuing to run in the 38.3s, and now Cranswick is faded back to the 38.7s with Sarah Cozzy in the 38.9s, while that's just a 39.2. So Gary Cozzy now with two laps left to run, well ahead of Joseph Tye by 6.4 seconds. We've seen a couple of races today being absolutely dominated by one driver, the Cadets, by Thomas Sargent, and Senior National by Gary Cozzy. It'll be interesting to see if Michael Stewart can complete his run of 2 from 2 wins. Also, in the Sportsman Heavy, you have Michael Salah, who has had 2 wins from 2 starts already today. So the track conditions will be starting to cool off now. It's not over the circuit as much as previously had been today. And so that will cause a number of changes to the way the carts need to be set up. And particularly with the Sportsman still to come out, it could be critical in how these results pan out on how they adjust to the changing circuit. As race leader Gary Cozzy heads towards the top of the circuit once again, he moves in onto the pit straight and then in the pit turn Checkered flag at the ready, and Cozzy has picked up his third win. Cozzy Electricals Arrow Kart. Second, Joseph Ty, his second of the day. Cranswick, second, third, and Sarah Cozzy, nothing but consistent. Cozzy with her fourth place. So, Senior National in the book here in the third round, in the third heat of the day. Junior National is up next. Don't forget, racing here continues tomorrow from Nick with the pre-finals and finals to commence.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then call Karting and Engineering, your local supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Our suppliers have been delivering firewood to Yass, Murrumbate, Yarra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 94 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors, Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 in Hume. Give them a call, 260-14. Universal Trust sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here for the Senior National, as for the Junior National. Number three, Brody Tilbrook, Brody Duncan Lund, the front row. Tori Amos, Jacob Fripp, Chris Cooper, Jamie Lee Scorgi, Corey Donnelly, Macaulay Allen, Jack McCoy, James Odden, Thomas Jeffrey. As we're away and racing, Tilbrook and Duncan Lund. Now Tilbrook opens the door, but Amos goes around. Bang, crash, boom, as almost half the field involved in that first race incident, first corner incident, I should say. Chris Cooper gets himself out of the kitty litter there. Also, Jeffrey is out, but three carts out, including Tori Amos. And I can't pick up the rest of the numbers from here, but I think you'll find Jack McCoy is involved in that as well. So, as Tilbrook leads the way, Jamie Lee Scorgi jumps up to second, Donnelly's in third, Harris is in fourth, Fripp, Allen, Townsend, Wilson, Armstrong, Otten, Jeffrey. So Duncan Lund also involved in that. In fact, it's Duncan Lund, Amos and McCoy who are the three drivers who have found themselves out of the race. So Tori Amos, her first DNF for the day. Brody Duncan Lund, well, he would be very frustrated. When you have a front row start, you expect to be able to clear the shenanigans. As Scorgi sits in second, Donnelly in third. Donnelly has been solid today with a fifth and a second place finish so far. But all the while, your leader is Brody Tilbrook. Now, Brody Tilbrook DNF'd in heat number two when he made a major mistake at the end of the start-finish straight. And that cost him quite significantly as he was working his way through the dip and up onto the back straight now. It is still Brody Tilbrook, Jamie Lee Scorgi, Corey Donnelly. Jacob Fripp is in fourth position, getting past Brock Harris now. Now, Harris has benefited immensely from the shenanigans off the start and is in his best running position in fifth, but has got Jacob Armstrong trying to run him down. James Otten has got a gaggle of carts behind him and Mark Wilson, who would be thinking they're plumb to be able to pick up a few extra spots. Although, as I say that, Chris Cooper, 94 cart, is just so far behind, it might be a bridge too far for him to try and catch up. So Tilbrook shuffled back as Scorgy, who was a DNF in heat number two, takes to the lead of the race. So we could see our third winner, our third different winner in three races here in Junior National Heavy. It's the largest class of the weekend with 15 entrants, and its racing has been extremely interesting. Brody Tilbrook looks like he's got the measure of pace, but he has been unable to convert that to race wins. And now Jamie Lee Scorgie, who also looked good in heat number one with a second place finish, is currently one position better as she is at the front of the field. So the 47 now of Jacob Armstrong makes the move on Harris. Cooper has made his move and he is now up in front of Wilson. So he's up to 10th place. Every position the 94 can grab back will be critical in starting positions for the pre-final tomorrow, when you have almost most of the front runners, in fact, almost all the front runners have had a DNF in their one of the three heats so far. So Scorgie now through the dip and up onto the back straight. Scorgie leading the way and starting to pull away from Brody Tilbrook. Corey Donnelly is the fastest man on the circuit. He's put in a 37.322 until he caught up onto the back of Tilbrook, and then he's had to just match the pace of the cart in front. But again, he was faster than Tilbrook on that last lap. Now, Jamie Lee Scorgie, with clear track in front of her, is really starting to push it. She becomes the fastest driver on the circuit. A 37.312 for Scorgie as the last lap board comes out now. Now, can Donnelly grab another position? Corey Donnelly had a frustrating day in Junior Max. He now is bouncing back hard after a 5th place finish in heat number 1, a 2nd place finish in heat number 2. It could be another 2nd place for Donnelly if he can put the pressure on Tilbrook. Tilbrook working on the carburetor as they head up the back straight. And Donnelly around the outside makes a pass. A big pass by Corey Donnelly. It's a Jamie Lee Scorgie through the pit turn to take the win. Jamie Lee Scorgie, a fantastic win after a DNF in heat number 2. But what about the pass by Corey Donnelly? Round the outside, Corey Donnelly made the move and has picked up 2nd place. Brody Tilbrook back in the Kinetic car in 3rd position. Then it's Macaulay Allen back there in 4th. 5th position, Jacob Armstrong had a great drive there. 6th position, Brock Harris. 7th position, James Ottens. 8th position, then Chris Cooper, who had it all to do when he had to climb back through the field. And 9th position was Thomas Paul Jeffrey in what was a very interesting race. The 3rd heat of Junior National Heavy. We're going to see the rookies out onto the circuit next.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years' experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner. or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra. Grand Prix Karting offers fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Head of the Rookies Race, some great news for Matthew Hart. He's taken victory in the first of the three Australian Formula Ford Championship races at Phillip Island this weekend. Away and racing in the Rookies, and Josh Carr, the man to beat here in this Rookies race, has fallen behind once again, the 98 of Alex Morse. So Morse with the jump. Carr sitting right on his back bumper, looks to the inside but can't make the pass as they work their way out around the top of the circuit. So as the leaders head to the pit turn once again, they're racing at Phillip Island in the V8 supercars. And close your ears if you don't want to hear that David Reynolds is leading lap number one. So, Alex Morse leading the way. Morse from Carr. Then it's Schubateri. Vaccarella is back there in fourth position as the, well, one driver, car number 55, Sean Schubateri, is about to get the meatball flag. His exhaust pipe has, oh, it's, the actual pipe has broken off the back of the, so the header pipe has broken off the back of the engine, and he will now pull off the circuit. Years ago, we used to be allowed to run even with the exhaust pipe hanging off the back. You just had to give it a couple of turns on the high-speed nozzle to compensate for the change in engine tune. But nowadays, they're off the circuit as soon as something like that happens. So Alex Morse continues to lead here from Josh Carr in the five car. Ziggy Vaccarella is back there in third position. Vaccarella doing a good job here so far today, has had a fourth and a third place finish. Morse with 2 seconds and Josh Carr with two victories. As the race leader is under plenty of pressure here, as Morse holds on from Carr, Vaccarella, Johnson and Ewart is the running order as they work their way down through the pit turn. And it looks like Andre Morse now has got a new pursuer. Ziggy Vaccarella has made the pass on Josh Carr and is up into second place. So what can Vaccarella do to get a charge on Morse? Morse working hard to stay in front of the hard charging kart number 6. Ziggy Vaccarella with a 5 of Josh. And the 5 of Josh Carr. Frustrated now after two very good wins in the rookies. Carr has found himself back in third position. Ewart now ahead of Johnson. And Ewart, after 2 6th place finishes, is well out in front. Here comes Vaccarella, Morse on the switchback. So Vaccarella now to the inside into the pit turn. Oh, great move by the youngster in cart number 6. Here comes Morse. He's back to the inside. And now getting back into the battle is the 5 card of Josh Carr. So Ziggy Vaccarella goes from the lead to third just in the space of a quarter of a lap. Alex Morse leads again. Here comes Josh Carr to the inside of Morse. No, thinks better of the move and stays right in his wheel tracks. The rookies have provided some great racing throughout the heat so far today, and we're looking forward to what should be some great pre-final and finals action in the stable karting ACT titles before the end of this race. So Morse in the 98 kart leading the way from Josh Carr. Ziggy Vaccarella, and then it's Ewerton Johnson. Sean Cibiteri was unfortunately excluded from the event when the header broke off the back of the engine. Here comes Carr to the inside. No, can't make the move on Morse. So it looks like at a time Morse can try to skip a break, and then he's pulled back into the field. Obviously Vaccarella has got some good speed in that kart as well, so it'll be an interesting battle tomorrow. Conditions set to be completely different to what we see out on the racetrack now. As Carr looks to make a move heading to the dip. He's got momentum, but here comes Vaccarella from third. Up in the inside of the second place runner in Carr. And he'll make the pass. Crossover move by Carr. And he holds on to second. Last lap board is out. And it's Morse who benefited the most from that little tete-a-tete for second as Vaccarella looked to the inside again but can't quite control the part to make the pass there. Ewerton Johnson are close together too as we start this last lap, so we could see a change for fourth place before the end of the run. But our concentration is on second as Morse has skipped away. Vaccarella in third, trying to make a move on Carr as they concertina together at the top of the circuit. It's Morse, Carr, Vaccarella, and they work into the pit turn for the final time. Johnson makes a move on Ewert as Morse comes to the checkered flag. Morse takes the victory. Vaccarella home in third behind Carr, and Johnson gets home ahead of Thomas Ewert. So Ewert back there in fifth position, Johnson back there in fourth. Great racing there from the rookies. It's Sportsman Light up next.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
BioZoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Supplo on 0418 964 371. Used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion.
A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Sportsman Light underway, and Michael Stewart misses the start badly there as he has to fight back up through the field. As they work their way around the top of the circuit and head down the pit straight for lap number one. It is Chris Anthony who leads the way in the 95 kart. Stewart fights back to third position now with Matthew Nipperis in fourth, Delamont in fifth. Cooley's in behind him with McCoy. Then it is Wallace. Shikoski, then Gattenby. Dale Breed not out on the circuit for this final heat of the Sportsman. As they work down through the pits, it is still Chris Anthony, Michael Stewart in second. Stewart has won both heats so far today, but it's Anthony who is leading the way. So just an announcement about the start time for tomorrow coming through. Carby session will start at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Carby session will start at 8:30 tomorrow morning, with racing to get promptly underway at 9. So Chris Anthony leading the way here from Michael Stewart, Matthew Nipperis, Jackson Delamont. Adam McCoy sits there in second position, in fifth position now, ahead of Matthew Cooley. They work their way. Through the S's once again, Stewart makes the pass and is your new race leader. So Stewart now goes back to the front of the field. Anthony putting the pressure on him still. Nipperis is in third. He's got only 0.164 of a second between himself and Jackson Delamont. So Delamont definitely, after the DNFs he's had today, which have frustrated him in the other classes, wants to make sure that it doesn't happen again. He's already got one DNF in Sportsman Light and just starting to fade off the back of Nipperis's bumper. So the track changing, as I mentioned, who's going to be able to react to the changes the quickest? Stewart in the 51. Now that the entire bottom section of the track is completely shaded, we'll see the temperature in the track dropping away, and it will make it greasier as they work their way up the back straight. Stewart leading from Anthony, Nipperis, Delamont. McCoy sits 2 seconds back off the leader and is trying desperately to close up that gap and bringing Matthew Cooley along with him. So as the leaders head up the top of the circuit once again, race leader is still Michael Stewart. Anthony right on his back bumper. Jackson Delamont makes the pass on Nipperis. And Delamont up to third. Nipperis back to fourth. Well, Delamont had looked like he was fading there early in the race, but he's coming on strong now. So what can the leader do here, Michael Stewart? Can he pull away? He's got the fastest lap of the race on that last lap, a 31.872. In fact, it was his fastest lap of the race, and he's bettered it now on lap number 9, a 31.866. But the fastest man on the circuit is actually Jackson Delamont with a 31.820. So Delamont picking up the pace now and bridging the gap between himself and second place man, Chris Anthony. So with two laps left to run, can Delamont close that gap enough? Well, if Anthony and Stewart start battling for position, you'd think he will have a good chance of doing it. Again, across the start-finish line, Delamont, 719, up against Anthony, a 796, and Stewart, a 95. So Stewart just backing this pace down, but can Delamont bridge the gap and grab another spot before the checkered flag? Last lap board is out. And Stewart works it in to turn number one. It's a 31.8 for Stewart, a 31.95 for Anthony, and a 31.76 for Delamont as they head up the back straight. Around the top of the circuit now, it's Stewart continuing to lead. Stewart holding on through the pit turn for the final time. His third win. Anthony home for his third, second place. Matthew Nipperis fourth, by course. Jackson Delamont is third. McCoy was fourth. Was fifth. Then it was Cooley in sixth. Gattenby seventh. Eighth was Shikoski. Ninth, I think, was Wallace. And, of course, Dale Breed was not left on the circuit. Restricted Sportsman is up next here with Junior National Light and Sportsman Heavy to close off the day's racing.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass Murrumbateborough for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Restricted Sportsman. Robert Hogan starts from the pole. He had dramas in the last heat which caused him to go to the back of the field. Then an incident passing under the yellow flag had him set back a number of positions after he had driven his way back up to third. Adrian Hogan has had a win and a second, and it was a win and a third to Scott Nielsen, who starts out of third position. They're in good formation now, head towards the start line racing, and it is Hogan Robert ahead of Hogan Adrian. Oh, stacks on the mill. Eric Reeves has got up over the top of someone. Nose cone has been decimated on another cart as the yellow flags are out, and Reeves will push his cart to the side. Yeah, nose cone and the front flaring completely off the other cart down there. I can't even see what number it is. I think it's the 47 of Benjamin Forbes. But race leaders head across the start-finish line. Robert Hogan leading the way. Hogan, he put his hand up in the air, said, "I'm slowing." He wanted everyone to know that he saw the yellow flags that time. Hogan Robert Hogan leading from Adrian Hogan. Then it's Nielsen, Murphy, Segaris, McCabe, Thomas, Fuchs, Kelly, Dawes, Reeves and Forbes involved in that first turn incident. So, disappointment there. Forbes has been consistent with 2 8th place finishes, and that's not bad considering there's 12 in the class. So Robert Hogan now, clean track ahead of him. Adrian Hogan sits in second place. Now Robert Hogan has set the fastest lap of the race so far, a 33.981. Adrian Hogan, a 33.993. Nielsen, a 34.324. His best time so far. Plenty of time, though, for things to change here in the Restricted Sportsman Heat number 3. No one really battling for position in the first 5 or 6 places. Peter Thomas is trying to close in on the back of Laurie Fuchs, who got past him on that previous lap. Kelly and Dawson battling it out there towards the back of the field. But at the moment, things fairly static in single file around the racetrack. So just recapping that news from Phillip Island, Matthew Hart has won his first ever Australian Formula Ford Championship race when he took out the win in the first race of 3 at Phillip Island this weekend. So congratulations to Matthew Hart on that achievement. A great result for him. And important, as he was sitting second in the championship by 2 points to Gary Jacobson, it was important that he could get some points on Jacobson and maintain the battle at the front of the field. So Robert Hogan continues to lead, but Adrian Hogan is closing in on him now. Adrian Hogan now the fastest on the circuit, a 33.434 for Adrian Hogan, a 33.541 for Robert Hogan, his best. He was a 33.6 on that last lap. And that is why Adrian Hogan is all over the back bumper of Robert Hogan now. So Robert Hogan in the black driving suit, Adrian Hogan in the blue driving suit. They head through the pit turn. Kart number 6 is Robert Hogan. Kart number 7 is Adrian Hogan. Looks like Scott Nielsen's about to have some pressure applied to him by Damien Murphy. So if Murphy starts to close in, as the leaders look like they're going to battle it out for the front, for that first position around the top of the circuit, it is Hogan, Robert Hogan and Adrian Hogan. Well, the gap opens up again. It was 0.2 of a second last time by. It's 0.25 of a second this time by. So Adrian Hogan, although he's got the fastest lap of the race, he can close in, but he can't make the pass. Again, he goes to the inside, not able to complete the pass on the top turns. As they head down the pit straight, Robert Hogan protects the inside. Adrian Hogan just runs on the racing line. Nielsen still has got Murphy pursuing him with just under 4 laps left to run. Nielsen, Murphy. Then it's back to Segaris, Fuchs, Thomas, McCabe. Dawson's made the pass on Kelly now for 9th place. So as Robert Hogan continues to hold off Adrian Hogan through the S's once again, Robert Hogan, last lap, not as quick as Adrian, but he has got the front position. So two laps left this time by. Lap number 10, about to go in the book, and Robert Hogan is pulling away that last quarter of a lap quite noticeably. Now another change further back in the field. I think Peter Thomas has been passed by Paul McCabe. So after they had swapped positions a number of times, McCabe is back in front of Peter Thomas. So Robert Hogan setting up a big margin, certainly the largest margin of the race. 0.8 of a second last lap. It extends now to over a second. Then it's back to Nielsen. He is 3 seconds behind the race leader. And he has got a half a second gap between himself and Damian Murphy. But Robert Hogan has had his ups and downs today. But by race three, he takes victory in the restricted sportsman class. He was the fastest man in qualifying. It took him three races to get his win. Adrian Hogan home in second. So a win in 2 seconds for Adrian Hogan today. Scott Nielsen comes home in third place. Nielsen with a third, two thirds and one win. You'd expect to see him up the front in the pre-final tomorrow. Damian Murphy, his third fourth place finish of the day. Billy Sagoras, he'll be happy with another fifth. Laurie Fuchs has come home in sixth place. And Paul McCabe in seventh. Eighth place was Peter Thomas. Ninth place was Jonathan Dawson. And tenth place was Sarah Kelly. Junior National Light will have their heat up at the top of the circuit. This is the ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Bruce Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting, the proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, it's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need. Or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting. Give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in Junior National Light. Josh Fife on the pole, Cody Boulding on the outside of the front row. As they head down into turn one, Cody Boulding gets the start. Oh, Lachlan Chancellor off into the dirt. Josh Hemphill has lost a left front wheel and it's rolling up over the top. It'll come back down onto the track in a moment, but Hemphill is out of the running. So that's the second time we've seen a wheel come flying off the cart today. And Josh Hemphill, after a fifth and a sixth in the first two heats, has a DNF. So Cody Boulding, who had started well in all these races but has run into trouble midway through the race, finds himself out in front with a handy buffer of almost a second ahead of Zane Morse. Now, Zane Morse, one heat one, had a fifth place finish in heat number two. Josh Fife sits in second position currently, and he has had a win and a third and a second place finish. So Fife in the best position going into the pre-finals tomorrow, but there's still a long way to go in this race yet. Eight laps, in fact, as Morse is now ahead of Fife and looking to close in on Cody Balding. Now Balding, a 37.5 his lap time, Morse a 36.9, and Josh Fife a 37.4. Daniel Sayre, who had a third place finish in heat number 2, in fact he had a second place finish in heat number 2, he looks like he's the quickest out there at the moment with 37.1. So Sayre is trying to close in. Sayre now a 36.9, so he is on a charge. Only Zane Morse, who has just got past Cody Balding, have had anyone near that sort of speed. So as they head up the back straight, Morse pulling away, Fife now trying to make a move on Balding. Sportsman Heavy, the final race of Saturday here at the ACT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting. Here comes Fife to the inside of Balding, and Balding and Fife locked together there. Balding very lucky that Fife just didn't turn infield on him, because it was actually Fife that straightened Balding up when he was about to go right the way around. That means Sayre now is up into this battle. And Sayre, as I said, has been one of the fastest mans on the track. In fact, he is now officially the fastest on the track. His lap time, a 36.71, better than the 36.73 of race leader Zane Morse. So Sayre to the inside of Balding. No, doesn't want to make the move just yet. Lachlan Chancellor is also putting in some good laps. He's had 3:36.9 laps in a row as he is trying to close in on the front runners. Only one out of the race here, Josh Hemphill, who lost a wheel in the shenanigans off the start. And now race leader Zane Morse is looking to get his second win. Important to get a win here, because Fife behind him at the end of racing today, should they finish in these positions, would be on 4 points. Zane Morse would be on 5 points. So that would mean that it would be Fife who has the pole position for the pre-final when we commence racing tomorrow morning. A reminder, tomorrow Sunday at the ACT titles, Carby session will start at 8:30 a.m. 8:30 a.m. for the Carby session, racing to start promptly at 9. So Sayre again on the back of Balding, but not able to make the pass. 7 laps in the book. Zane Morse is your race leader. And now Josh Fife, who's got a little bit of clear track ahead of him, becomes the fastest man on the racetrack with a 36.51. A 36.51 for Josh Fife in that previous lap. Zane Morse, Josh Fife, Cody Balding, and Daniel Sayre is the running order. So as the leaders head back across the start-finish line, Morse, Fife, Balding. Oh, Balding ran the ripple strip pretty hard then, but Sayre wasn't in a place. Sayre wasn't in a place to be able to make that pass that time. White, well, last lap board coming out now. As a race leader is still Zane Morse. Closing in on him is Josh Fife. What can we see in this last lap? Will Sayre make a move down the inside of Balding this lap? Looks like he wants to. He's in there. Yes, no touch. And he pulls out of the move. So, interesting battle continues on as they go through the dip and up onto the back straight now. Race leader around the top of the circuit is Zane Morse. He heads down the pit straight for the final time. He's got a bit of breathing room, and it looks like he will pick up his second race win of the day. Fife comes home in second. Third is Sayre, who gets ahead of Balding on the last lap. And Chancellor home in fifth position. So to finish everything off today, it is the Sportsman Heavies. Sportsman Heavies up next here to finish the racing at the top of the circuit.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Apex Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1, 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. For all your plumbing needs, whether it's a block drain or more, you can call them on 0417 299 175. Apex Plumbing, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
An interesting day's racing here at the Canberra Kartway. We'd like to thank all the officials for their help throughout the day. We hope you've enjoyed the racing, as, of course, we'll be back tomorrow from 8:30 for the Carby session. And I'll tell you what, if you like one brand of car, you're going to be very happy with the way the V8 Supercars is going, because one is dominating right at the moment. So, V8 Supercars, they have 11 laps remaining in their race. It is a time certain race, so you might find they've only got 15 minutes left, and it takes them 1 minute and 34 seconds to do a lap. So you might actually find this race will be cut short. Away and racing here in the final race of the day in Canberra, and it's the Sportsman Heavies who get it underway. Otter gets left at the start once again. He's had a frustrating day with these results, and he heads up the back straight now behind Matthew Sellers. Sellers, your race leader, Michael Sellers, I should say. Sellers, oh, Otter tries to make a move on him. Sellers in the 8 cart, leading the way from the 72 of Otter as they head through the S's now. As I've mentioned throughout the day, interesting conditions. The track completely shaded now, which will make it a lot slicker than these drivers have experienced throughout the day. So who has made the adjustments on their kart? Looks like Otter to the inside again, coming off the top turn, not able to make the pass. Sellers has won both heats so far. Otter has not been far behind him. With the exception of when a wheel went flying off his kart. Oh, unfortunately for Barry Laver. Laver off the circuit and will regather, but drops a long way down the field. So, as Sailor leads the way, leader has Otter right behind him. Further back then, for Chris Gillette. Gillette has got Morse behind him, Richie Williams. McCabe Ruiz is the next cart through. Pulling off the circuit, I think that might be Laver. So Barry Laver is taking no further part, and that will be his second. No, it'll be his. Yeah, I think maybe his second DNF for the day. So as they come across the line, it's still Seller leading Otter from Gillette, Morse, Richie, Now, of course, Richie had a second place finish in heat number one. Morse, not too far ahead of Richie at the moment, and Gillette not too far ahead of them. Looks like Sellers is slowing this pace down because he is trying to control the race at his tempo. Otter, the fastest man on the track, a 32.56. Sellers best of 32.58. And now Gillette, a 32.62, with Morse, a 32.7. And Ben Ritchie, now the fastest man on the track on lap 5. He is a 32.557. So Ben Ritchie in the 60 cart is on a tear. Oh, it's slowing. It looks like that is Sellers, your race leader, who's pulling off the circuit. So Sellers now, a DNF after two race wins, and Otter is out in front. So Chris Gillette could find himself conceivably on the pole here. No, perhaps not. Sellers would have 8 points. Gillette would need to win to be on the pole, but he's in second position at the moment. So it is a very interesting battle that continues here in the Sportsman Heavy, heat number 3. As the leaders head through the Revolution Race Gear turn number 1. Otter is your race leader. Gillette is second. Now Richie is third. Now Richie had a second place finish but a DNF, so that puts him out of contention. McCabe with 2 5th place finishes is still out on... John McCabe, yeah, he's out on the circuit. He's got a 6th place run going at the moment. A 4th and a 3rd to Andre Morse. So Gillette and Morse are possibly in good position. Oh, Richie slides it in front of... as he was closing in on Gillette, he was absolutely flying, and now he's thrown it all away, and Morse gets up into third position. So Gillette in second, Morse in third, Otter is your race leader with 3 laps remaining. So Bruce Otter has got so far today a DNF in a second, which gives him 10 points. Sellers has got 8 points, and Gillette, if he stays where he is, would have 9 points. Morse, if he stays where he is, will have 10 points as well. So it is going to be an interesting day's racing in Sportsman Heavy tomorrow. Although Sellers and Otter have had the pace, the points are going to see them starting off the second row in the pre-final, and none of these guys are easy to pass when they're out in front. The last lap board is at the ready as Otter is out to a 2 second lead at the front of the field, and Otter is cruising along to what you would expect will be a solid victory for him. Otter across the start-finish line and completes his penultimate lap. He's over 2 seconds ahead of second-place man Chris Gillette. Andre Morse has got Richie on his back bumper now. They were touching as they came up over the rise. Richie looking to go an outside pass round the top turn. No cuts back to the inside. They sit nose to tail. Checkered flag at the ready, and Otter takes the win. Second to Gillette. Third place to Andre Morse. That'll be an important third place too. Richie in fourth. Then it's back to Williams in fifth place. Great drive by Greg Williams. Sixth place goes to McCabe. Seventh place to Eddie Ruiz. A great day's racing to kick off the stable karting ACT titles. Remember, Carby session starts at 8:30 tomorrow morning. We thank all the officials for their help today and hope you join us again tomorrow for the ACT Stable Karting Titles.